For every movie that makes it into a theater, there are dozens that never do. A new documentary tells one sad story about a movie that was never even finished. Los Angeles Times and Morning Edition film critic Kenneth Turan says Lost in La Mancha is a good lesson for any movie maker and any movie fan.
Lost in La Mancha is a wonderful film about what could have been a wonderful film. It's an intelligent insider's look at what a completely absurd experience filmmaking can be.
No, we were setting up for that shot.
Yes?
There's a plan. There's a very clear plan what we're doing. And if we keep running for each thing, all we do is run in circles.
It also records an accident while it's happening, revealing a situation that makes you laugh deeply while weeping at the sheer frustration of it all. The film that never got made is The Man Who Killed Don Quixote, writer and director Terry Gilliam's version of the Cervantes novel.
Quixote struck me more powerfully when I reached middle age, because that's what I thought Quixote was very much about. He's an older man. He's been through life. It's kind of like a last hurrah. He has one last chance to make the world as interesting as he dreams it to be.
Gilliam is responsible for such wonders as Brazil and Time Bandits. He's a master of elaborate and eccentric visions, so his movies have never had an easy time of it. Gilliam's The Adventures of Baron Munchausen ended up costing double its budget. Even by those standards, what happened on Quixote was a study in having everything that possibly could go wrong promptly do so.
I think all versions of Quixote have always been plagued by bad things. It's kind of like the Scottish play, I think. It's a jinxed project.
Recording the wreckage were documentary filmmakers Keith Fulton and Louis Pepe. They'd first worked with Gilliam during the shooting of 12 Monkeys, turning out a behind-the-scenes documentary called The Hamster Factor and Other Tales of 12 Monkeys. Gilliam, to his great credit, made sure Fulton and Pepe were given complete access to all aspects of the Don Quixote shoot. He did not renege on his promise, even as his film began to collapse. Gilliam told the pair, "This project has been so long in the making and so miserable that someone needs to get a film out of it, and it doesn't look like it's going to be me."
So now, look, we have to come here in the morning, see where we're at, mañana no va a haber, see what no, we can no, do. This could be dry.
That's going to be a mud hole. It's not going to dry everything. No. It's no. Interesting situation.
Almost checkmate, but not quite.
Gilliam had been preparing for this film for 10 years. Veteran French actor Jean Rochefort was to be the Don. For Sancho Panza, who in this version was a modern advertising man sent back to the 17th century, Gilliam brought back the co-star of his screen version of Fear and Loathing in Las Vegas, Johnny Depp.
The only thing I was thinking would Toby's initial thing be like, maybe he's on the set of a commercial? What I was thinking is maybe the first thing he would do is want Bob just to yell cut.
Bob!
Cut, Bob!
No, that's great. That's great.
It's especially distressing that Gilliam's attempt to film the Cervantes story got derailed because what we do get to see of what he'd shot looks so spectacular. One sequence in particular, Gilliam's vision of marauding giants, is shown in casting, in rehearsal, and finally in a 35mm test. Just those few minutes are a treat. They let us know that Gilliam's The Man Who Killed Don Quixote would have been something special, just as Lost in La Mancha shows us exactly why that film was not to be.
This is no way to make a film.
The comments of Kenneth Turan, a movie critic for Morning Edition and the Los Angeles Times. This is Morning Edition from NPR News. I'm Bob Edwards.